WGN on the road with Dane, live here in the Allstate Skyline Studio, high atop Chicagoland. And what a beautiful day. What a beautiful day to be back. We because the mighty White Sox and all of the success that they've been having, there's been less of what it is that we're doing for certain times in the early. You know, they try to do a lot more day baseball in the spring because our weather has been, well, unpredictable, right, Ashley? Because it would be like 75 one day, a blizzard the next. I don't know. We always say, you know, in Chicago, if you don't like the weather, you know, wait 10 minutes. But it seems like it's more than ever now, right?
Yeah, for real. It really is so hard to figure out what you're going to wear. Because in the morning, you'll be wearing a sweatshirt.
I'm like, which black t-shirt with a pig on it or a race car thing on it am I going to wear? But right, the indecision.
Right. You really don't know. Like, in the morning, you're wearing a sweatshirt. By noon, you're wearing a t-shirt. And then at night, you have to wear a coat because it's snowing. And you're like, what is going on? You really have no idea.
One thing I know that I'm going to be wearing throughout the, a number of days throughout the course of the summer is my Cruisin' Nights Westmont t-shirt. And it is one of the things that we highlight on a regular basis here as we kind of get into that season. Chicagoland has a true love affair with the automobile, and so many communities do such a great job where, you know, classic cars, cool cars kind of take over the entire city. There is no community, I think, that does it better. You know, there are some, there's so many great ones, right? But they do a really, really great job out in Westmont. And the guy behind, of course, he's got an amazing team with Christina as well, but the guy behind a lot of it and going to share it with us here today is Larry McIntyre. Larry, welcome to WGN.
Dane, thanks so much for having us back.
Oh, well, thanks for doing what it is that you do. And I know off the air, we talked a little bit about it. Westmont, you are sort of the, you know, it's a great community right there in the kind of western suburbs near Downers Grove and Lombard and Elmhurst and all that kind of stuff. But you guys have a commitment not only to giving good public service, you know, and safety and all that, but also to fun, right? You guys you're on like the pub crawl today right now as we speak.
Absolutely. We have an organization in town called Westmont Special Events, and we've been in existence for 15 years. And our mission statement is just to provide family-friendly fun for the whole community and actually all of our neighbors. And so we work year-round to put on great events, and that includes Taste of Westmont, Cruising Nights. And as you said, today's May the 4th be with you. So we have a Cinco de Mayo and Star Wars-themed pub crawl going on, and hundreds of people in town enjoying that right now. But over the summer, we have the Cruising Nights and Street Fair, and looking forward to another great season.
Oh, it's great. It's great because it brings out not only the entire community, the place is packed, and there is a little bit of something for everybody. You don't have to actually have or own like a really cool or classic car to participate in. The entire community does, and you mentioned it. There's like kids and like dogs and restaurants and everything. The place comes alive with cars as kind of the centerpiece.
Absolutely. We've been doing this for over 20 years, and it did start out just mostly as a car show, a weekly car show where people would park, parallel park, you know, along the curb. And over the years, it grew little by little. And about 5-6 years ago, the village really embraced the concept of what this could become. And so they gave us permission to close off Cass Avenue. So we close off 3 blocks of downtown, and all of that space is dedicated to classic car parking. Not only classic car, I don't want to say that. We call it cool cars on Cass. So any sort of cool vehicle that you have and you want to bring out, we're welcome you. And then we invite the whole community to get involved. So we have our police and fire departments get involved. They bring a bounce house out every week. We have kids' activities. The library comes out every week. And then we have like a reptile show, and then we have this thing called Wings and Talons where people bring out wild birds and rescue birds and things like that, and that's all in addition to the car. So we definitely want to make it a family-friendly event.
And, you know, not only do you have the cars and people bring them from all over, you mentioned there's a great diversity, whether it's like cool and expensive ones or antiques or classics or even themes, right? And so sometimes you guys have it where a lot of stuff is going on, but there's maybe a particular attention paid to a certain thing, whether it's a certain type of car, manufacturer, or, you know, first responder cars. Talk about some of those special dates.
Well, and that's true. And so I should mention that it's every Thursday from 5 to 9 p.m., June, July, and August. And this year, the only date that we're not doing that will be July 4th. It happens to fall on a Thursday this year, and so people will be out watching fireworks. But every other Thursday, June, July, and August, we're downtown Westmont, and each week is a different theme. So some of our themes include GM night, and sometimes, for instance, June 27th is muscle car night, and then we have a sports car night on July 18th, and every single week we have a different theme. But two of our biggest themes that bring out the most people, including the families, we have a police squad car night, which it's our understanding it's the biggest event of this type in Illinois. And we'll have over 60 vehicles of police cars come from neighboring communities. We've even had cars come as far as Virginia to drive out because someone knew someone that had a cool car that was a squad car and drove it out for this particular event. And so the squad car night is June 13th. I just want to mention that one. And then we have fire truck night, and that's August 8th. At the end of both of those particular nights, at 9 p.m., we have a parade right downtown. Parade goes through downtown twice, so everyone gets a chance to see it. And, and I should also mention that every single week we have live music. So, like I said, we have three blocks that are blocked off. So we have live music both on the south end of our layout and the north end of our layout. So we hope we providing some good entertainment for everybody.
I know you will. For people who want to kind of make those plans and get ready to come out and join you and put it on the calendar, is there a website where people can kind of see what's going on or some of the things you guys have set up so far?
Absolutely. The website is by far the best place to get information, not only about Cruising Nights, but all of our events, and that includes Taste of Westmont. We have a end-of-year celebration called Holly Days. We have a Wicked West Fest during the month of October, and you can find all of that information on westmonteventsplural.com, westmonteventsplural.com.
All right, thanks, Larry. We'll let you get back to the pub crawl, work, and enjoy the rest of your weekend. And we'll see you out for the cool cars on Cass this summer. Talk to you soon.
Sounds good. Thanks so much.
All right. So it is one of the great things that has happened. We're going to highlight a bunch of them in 312-981-7200. You can text in if you've got a community you want to mention that does a great job or is even starting up a kind of cool cars or a cruise night. We'll definitely mention it, like to highlight that stuff. This weekend, there is so much going on. You got the Kentucky Derby coming up. You got James Beard Week. You got Cinco de Mayo. You got a lot of that stuff. Plus, Ashley, and I know you know this because you're dressed as a slab of ribs today. That is the kickoff for National Barbecue Month. Were you aware of that?
I was, actually. Oh. I have to be aware.
Oh, that's right. Okay.
It's like our whole shtick.
It's not. It is 38% of our shticks. So, along those lines, we're going to highlight some barbecue, too. We're going to take a break. When we come back, Chris Lilly is in town. He is from Big Bob Gibson's down there in Decatur, Alabama, and he is in town for some of the Ace, recognition of grilling that is happening in Ace Hardware stores all around the country. Plus, he's going to be part of the BBQ Smoke down at Chicagoland Speedway. We'll talk with him when we come back. Keep it here on the road with Dane, 720 WGN.